everybody. Welcome back to the Shadowless Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Real Breaking Eight, alongside Super Duper Danny and Mr. Jordan Friend.
Wake up. Good morning.
Hi.
I got to catch up on the soundboard here. It's been 2 weeks without the soundboard.
Oh my gosh. It's been so quiet.
I'm falling behind here. It's been an odd couple of weeks on the podcast. The last two weeks, it was just Danny and I because we were in Japan. But then the week prior to that, it was just Jordan and I because you had already left.
South Korea. And now we're all back together again.
I'm glad that we can all be
Yay.
Back.
We it's are like back family.
Hey. And Danny, what's the rest of the lyrics?
Yeah. Thank you for being a friend.
Yeah. Which Golden Girl is everybody?
Which one's Blanche?
Okay. All right. You're Blanche? All
I
right.
guess. I don't know.
All right. You're Blanche. I'll be Dorothy.
I don't know the Golden Girl.
Well, there's only...
Danny, I think you'd be probably Rose.
Was there three or was there four of them?
There's four.
There's a fourth Golden Girl?
Yeah, Sophia is the other one. Sophia's like was the mom of Dorothy, so she was the oldest one.
Oh, okay. So we're all just the regular ones, and the mom. We're not the mom.
Right.
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 Okay.
And Rose is
mom.
Rose is Betty White.
Right. And which one's Blanche?
Oh, I want to be Betty White.
Is Blanche the sassy one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, technically, I feel like Sophia, the oldest one, is probably the most sassy.
But do I like dish out? You know, do I dish it out?
Yeah, you do. In a more of a mean way and not like a funny way, though.
Hey, you know what? I'll take it.
Yeah. Yeah.
How have I never seen this show in my entire life? This
Honestly,
feels
you
weird
should,
that I haven't seen
it. You
this.
Should watch it. It's pretty cool.
Okay,
I'm
going
to
add it to my list.
Oh, yeah. What's it streaming on?
That list is pretty long.
Yeah, streaming on what, Tubi?
Oh my gosh. Y'all check it out on Tubi.
Okay, cool. I appreciate it.
We're all together.
I know. It's been a wild few weeks, busy weeks for all of us. We are going to talk about some Pokemon news going on during the podcast. Obviously, what's going on at the Pokemon Center, right? You know, there's some things going on there. There's some things going
Probably.
On. We'll talk about that.
I see it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I see it.
Oh, okay. Okay. We also got Pokemon Go stuff that we're going to talk about. Comfy. Pokemon Sleep.
Yeah.
Some new Pokemon cards.
Whoa.
The World Championships in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Whoa.
I don't have a sound for that one for the World Championships yet, so... Hmm. I'm hoping
Not yet.
To get something. I'm
we
hoping to
get our
get something.
Hawaiian shirts. I'm sure something will come up.
Okay. Okay.
I knew it. Anytime. I knew it. I haven't heard that sound in a while. They're so wet.
They are.
Ew.
They are. So we'll talk about all that and more right here on the Shadowless Podcast. But what I like to do every single week before we get started, you got three friends hanging out, having a good time. Let's figure out what you've been up to since we've all last seen each other, been together.
Yeah.
What have you been doing? How was your weekend?
Danny?
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was great. Thanks for asking.
My weekend's really great. Thank you for asking. Are we still on this how was your weekend thing?
Forever.
My weekend was really good. I came back from Japan. I'm so jet lagged. I'm hanging on by a thread.
Should have used that
alive.
App.
I'm not using your silly little app, Nate.
I'm telling you, it's good. It worked.
Nate's been like raving about this app. That like
Free
tracks
plug.
Your sleep so that
gonna,
you can yeah.
It's I like it that
Free
much.
Free promo.
Time Shifter is what it's called.
Yeah, so you have this app and it tells you when to drink coffee and when to take a nap before your flight so that when you get there you're not jet lagged.
Mm. Well, on your flight.
Yeah.
What you should be doing
during,
on your flight.
In the middle of the flight.
Yeah, what you should be doing, like when you should be sleeping, when you should consume caffeine, when you shouldn't consume caffeine. Yeah. It's for when you're on the flight.
Oh, I thought it was for before the flight.
No, no. I only said it was for the flight. I don't know how many times, but.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I don't listen.
That but sounds yes, like you, Rose. That sounds like you.
I've been, yeah, that's me. It's me, Rose. But yeah, no, I am pretty jet lagged. I was totally fine the first day. I like literally went to my friend's going away party. She's moving to London. But yeah, we went to the bar and like hung out. And then the next day, I just got destroyed. Like I couldn't fall asleep, and now I'm like awake. But while we were in Japan, I had the most bestest time.
Okay,
Nate,
tell me about
it. And Marie. Well, okay, so we were together. I won't talk about the stuff while we were together. We can talk about that together. But after Nate and Marie departed, Courtney and I went to go see Mount Fuji at Lake Kawaguchi. And it was awesome once we got there. Did I tell you at all about the trek to Mount Fuji? Did I bring this up to you at all?
No. We haven't.
Oh, my gosh. You're in for a treat.
I just got here.
Dude, you're in for a treat. Okay, so to get to Mount Fuji, right, from Tokyo is generally, like, you can, like, book a bus or, like, book a special train, but they sell out in advance. So, like, because Courtney and I aren't, like, actively, like, weren't, like, 3 months ago, like, oh, yeah, we should book a bus to go see Mount Fuji. They were all sold out. So we were just going to take the local trains. Like, we mapped it out the night before. We're like, okay, we're going to take some local trains. It's going to take like 3 hours to get there. It'll be fine. We'll get there. It'll be awesome. We'll see the mountain. It's going to be amazing. When we got to the train station, there was a train there for it was called the Fuji Express.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious? Like the Polar Express, you know, with the little bells and stuff.
Right.
Except for it's going to Fuji. It's the Fuji Express.
Okay.
Right. So, yeah. So. They were sold out of reserved seats, so they didn't have. I couldn't like pick a seat, right? But they had tickets for non-reserved seats. What do you think a non-reserved seat ticket would mean if you had to guess?
That it's open seating.
Yeah, like it's almost like a Southwest type of thing.
Yeah,
right. Where you book a ticket and then. You just get to sit wherever.
You just get on wherever. Yeah. So they did have, like, reserved seat cars, and then they did have, like, some that appeared to be, like, open, like, just every, like, whatever, every man for themselves kind of thing. But, so we booked those seats. We're like, all right, we'll get the non-reserved seats. We probably won't sit by each other if it's, like, fully packed, which it looked like it was going to be, but, like, whatever, maybe we'll sit close to each other and we'll make it work. Whatever. It's going to be a shorter trip. It's like 2 hours instead of 3 hours to get there as a direct. We don't got to transfer trains and all that stuff. So we get the non-reserved seat tickets. What they don't tell you is that, so their thing is like, yeah, you can just take a vacant seat. But if somebody reserves that seat, you do have to get up and find another vacant seat. Right. Hmm. That's what they said by the non-reserved seat.
That's like that's like a concert situation, right? Like you sit down for your seat and someone's like, I think you're in my seat.
You're in my seat. You're in my seat. Yeah. So they're at least somewhat organized about it where they have like lights above the seat that like tells you whether it's been reserved within the last like 20 minutes or whatever. So you'd have to get up if somebody reserved it after you sat in it. Which did happen. So we sat down in ones that were vacant and then somebody reserved them in the middle of our ride and we had to get up. But what they didn't tell us is that if everybody reserves a seat, there are literally no seats left on the train. There's literally no seats. So we got a non-reserved seat ticket. We were all literally sitting on the floor in the hallway that's like interconnecting the two cars.
Oh, yeah.
Literally like 15, 20 people in the hallway. The thing that's connecting the two cars together, you know, that like sometimes has a bathroom and like a trash bin.
Mm-hmm.
We were all just stuffed in there for 2 hours just sitting on the floor.
Did the train make any stops whatsoever?
Yeah, it made stops to various, yeah.
I think at some point I probably would have been like, I'm getting off at this stop and I'm canceling
this
plan.
No way. No, we were determined to go see Fuji. We were just cracking up because it was like a group of people who clearly all had the same exact thing happen where they got a non-reserved seat and then the train person came around and told them to get up and go somewhere else. And we were like, where do we go? And he's just like, he like pointed toward the back. literally toward the vacant, like in between the car's car. And we were all just like literally sitting in there for like 2 hours.
I'm surprised that like that's something that you're able to do, like sit on the floor, right? Like it almost seems like that shouldn't be allowed type of thing.
Seems like some sort of hazard. I'm not really sure. But like if you were like grossed out by it, you could just stand up. But I was like, nah, I'm not standing for 2 hours. I'll just sit. Yeah. Like whatever. But yeah, I was like totally flabbergasted because it was like, why would they overbook it like that? Like, why would they like have you buy a ticket and then have you sit on the floor in the back? That's crazy.
That's wild.
But anyway, yeah, it's very funny. It's just cause we were not expecting it. I just didn't expect them to do that, but we got there and it was amazing. And we rode bikes around Lake Kawaguchi. And I took a bunch of pictures. Courtney was getting progress on her video. And then we went and what else did we do? We stopped at a couple of parks along the way, got some food, some steamed buns. And then we went back. And then the same thing happened on the way back. We thought we were going to be stranded in Kawaguchi.
You just take a taxi.
But we got on a train. Dude, here's the thing. We were looking up cabs. They did not have any cabs.
Oh, really?
In that area. Yeah, so we would have straight up been stranded. Because they were like, we got to the area where they're selling the tickets. And they're like, oh. I was like, we were trying to get back to Shibuya. They're like, oh, we're sold out of buses for today. And we saw on their billboard, like, it had, like, all the stations, like, Shinjuku, Tokyo Station, Shibuya Station. And all of them had, like, red X's. Like, they were all sold out for the full day. And we were like, oh, my gosh, we're going to be stranded at Mount Fuji. Dun, dun, dun. But then they did have. Yeah, they pitied us. And they had, again, the non-reserve seat car on the train. So for the ride back, we again sat on the floor in the hallway for two hours.
That's wild. Yeah, I probably would have bailed at one of those train stops.
Nah, because you would have been straight up stranded in a random part outside. Like, you would have been stranded outside of Tokyo. Like,
well, yeah, then at that point, you just get a, right, you can find a taxi, you take another train back, or you take a bus or something.
No.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Because I'd be so.
You're already there.
At that point, I'd be like, no, I'm done. I'm going home.
We're going to see Mount Fuji. No, we're going to see Mount Fuji. We were so determined to see Mount Fuji. It was ridiculous. We're like, we're seeing this mountain.
And I bet while you were there, you didn't even get the special Mount Fuji Pikachu plush.
Dude, if they made that, I would lose my mind.
I'm serious.
I would actually lose my mind. The Mount Fuji Pikachu plush. We didn't get a single Mount Fuji Pikachu plush.
I'm dead serious. Google it right now.
Do they have it at Mount Fuji?
Type in Mount Fuji Pikachu plush. It is a Pikachu on top of a Mount Fuji plush.
No way! Mm-hmm. I want it. Where do we get it?
Well, there's a few on eBay. Not too bad.
Yeah, so I'm not lying, am I?
No, it's like 20 bucks on eBay.
Oh my gosh, Wayne! Look at him. Oh, I love him so much.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we get? I want him.
Gonna have to buy it off eBay now. You passed up your opportunity to get one.
They don't have a Pokemon. Do they have a Pokemon Center at Mount Fuji? Where was this released?
I don't. So this is how I found out about it.
Yeah, just at the base of Mount Fuji.
No, at the top. You have to earn it.
You have to earn it.
You have to do the climb.
Oh, my God.
You got to be like Miley Cyrus, and you got to, you know, face that climb.
Oh, yeah. That's a good reference there.
Yeah. I heard that.
I like that reference. I can buy myself flowers. So,
oh, a Pikachu from Japan. Oh.
You posted that Mount Fuji, those Mount Fuji pictures. And then, like, the day after, Al Creamy Sunday post a video of the Pikachu Mount Fuji plush. And I'm like, what is this? And then so I get a hold of Devin, and I was like, you're going to have to stop making videos because it costs me money every single time you make a video.
And this is messed up.
And so then I started researching and looking what it was, and then I went and bought one. Yeah.
Where did you? So did you figure out where it was released?
There's like some store.
Oh, it says Pokemon Store Gotemba. I actually don't know where that is.
It's probably near Mount Fuji. I would assume.
Yeah. Let me see. Gotemba.
Yeah, look that up.
Yeah, it's like, it's not too far from Lake Kawaguchi. Wait, where am I at?
Let's put it this way. Would you have been able to go to it if you knew beforehand? Like, were you close to it?
No.
Oh, okay.
This isn't. Yeah. Wait, let me see. I'm just going to. Actually, you know what? It's not close to Lake Kawaguchi. Wait, what the heck is this? Hold on. I'm just going to go on maps.
Good idea.
I have a feeling it would. Because it already took us the entire day to do just that. It would have been. Unless it was literally right there, would have been impossible. And also, I don't think they have that plush anymore. I think it was a limited release from 2015.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at pictures right now from Google. From Google. Here's one from 2020 that has all the plushes there.
Gotemba. Oh, really? Oh, so they still had it.
Yeah, I think it's
2020, 4 years ago.
I think it might be a situation to where, like, they're always going to have that. Kind of like Skytree or Tokyo Station type of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's the mascot, okay, so why would you not keep restocking it, I would assume. I could be wrong.
Yeah. Okay, so Lake Kawaguchi is about a 2-hour train ride from Gotemba, and Kawaguchi is a lot closer to Mount Fuji.
Okay.
Yeah. But that would have been good to know. If we had known, let's see where Yokohama is.
You could have planned accordingly.
We would not have planned accordingly. I was going to say, if we would have known last year, we could have gone in between Kyoto and Yokohama, because it's in between. I don't know if it's like that in between. Oh, we could have gone between Nagoya and Yokohama. Yeah, no, it would have been way out of the way and definitely not feasible for this trip. But had we known in advance, maybe we could have done something.
1 year.
Little
one
guy.
Year. We'll make it back.
Sometime.
We'll make it back.
Yeah, but no, so the trip around the lake was awesome. It was so beautiful. Like, literally, I was in awe. Like, I almost cried because it was so pretty. And it was one of those things where we were just sitting there eating, like, a little peanut butter sandwich that we got from the 7-Eleven, looking at this big mountain, just relaxing with the birds chirping and, like, you know, just we're by the lake. And it was, oh, my gosh, it was a really peaceful moment in time, that trip.
I'm glad you,
anyway,
I'm glad you enjoyed that. I'm glad you enjoyed that.
And then I went to the Pokemon Center. I knew Nate would be jealous about this, by the way. The Pokemon Center opening day.
Absolutely, I'm jealous of that. Are you kidding me? Why wouldn't I be?
Yeah, well, because we were talking about it. And, like, coincidentally, the day that my flight left and that Nate was already back in the United States, they announced that they were reopening the Tokyo Bay Pokemon Center.
Yeah, and I already had flights booked.
Yeah, we had already planned. It coincidentally lined up that Courtney and I were still there, and Nate and Marie had just left. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I'm going to try to go. You told me to not even try, I remember. You're like,
hey,
you shouldn't even, like, it's going to be.
If it wasn't for a kind soul, you wouldn't have got in.
Yeah. So anyway, but you told me not to go, and I was like, no, I'm going to do it. Courtney actually didn't end up going. Because she was doing her taxes, actually. Very funny. She was like, I got some adulting I'm going to do. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. It's not likely we're going to get in anyway, but I definitely want to go and document it regardless of whether we go in or not. So we made it in there. Literally, like, the only reason, I don't think I told you this, I can't remember. The only reason that I was actually able to make it in was because my flight got delayed. And so
I had an extra
hour in Tokyo, and the time slot that was on the ticket was literally for a half hour before I needed to leave the mall, like literally be on my way back to go to the airport. So the only reason I was able to go in there was because I had a half hour window, an extra hour in total, but a half hour window to go to the Pokemon Center because my flight got delayed, which is insane that that's how it worked out. So I speed run the Pokemon Center and caught an hour train back to Tokyo to then catch like a 45-minute cab to the airport.
Which is rough, right? Because it's like, one, it's a reopening of Pokemon Center. It's not a completely brand new one, but it's a reopening one. It's a new design, everything, right? So not only are you wanting to like make some purchases, right, look around, but also at the same time, you're a content creator. So you want to film everything. You want to take a picture of everything, right? So it's like trying to do all that within a half hour and check out, I assume. So checking out within that half hour is just almost, it seems like it's impossible. And almost creates a little bit of a stressful situation to where, like,
I was sweating.
It's hard to enjoy it to its fullest because you're trying to accomplish so much in such a little time.
Yeah. Yeah. So I, like, in my head, I kind of like, I was like, okay, so I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this. And then I'm going to have to do this. And then I got to run over here and make sure I take photos of this. And then I'll check out and then I'll do this. And then they had a penny press thing. So I made sure I went and got changed.
Oh.
Bro, I got done dirty by the ATM. You know what? I went to go, I used up all of my change prior to this excursion because I was like, okay, I'm going home. Like, I don't need any change. And I forgot that they might have a penny press, right? I went to the ATM. Their minimum was 10,000 yen, which is about $70 US that you could get out of the ATM. So I literally had to get $70 out of the ATM just to use about $1.50 worth.
Yeah.
But... yeah. Anyway, so I speed ran the Pokemon Center, got my items. I got you guys some little guys that I brought home on the plane.
Yeah.
You guys. Let's go. Oh,
they're wearing bucket hats. They're really
Let's
cute.
Go.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's what the Pikachu is saying. Yeah. So anyway. It was really cute. The statue was, like, really, really well done. And that, did you see the neon sign at the entrance with the Pokeball?
I don't think I saw that.
Like, the big Pokeball. Yeah, it was on my story. So, it's, like, their Pokemon Center logo. And then around the outside of it is, like, a neon light-up Pokeball that, like, holds the frame of it, kind of.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway,
I'm glad that you got the experience. So, we can, you know, we can at least live through you on that experience.
Yeah, and I think that was one of, we were talking about this at some point, that is like such a rare, like it would be rare for us to randomly be here while something like that is happening, because we thought it was cool enough to go to the Quaxly campaign launch and like be a part of that, because that's also like, you know, when do they like, they don't really announce that far enough in advance for us to like book a flight around it or something. So that we coincidentally happened to be there for it was really, really cool.
Yeah. Like you would, you'd have to, I mean, you can make it happen, right? Like you could book a flight last minute if they were like, all right, new Pokemon Center is opening up in 2 weeks. You could book a flight, but
yeah
to actually have it work out perfectly. That's just fate. It's fate. That's all it is. That's fates collide.
So
fates collide.
Fates collide. I heard that. But yeah, so they had Ampharos. I'm going to make a reel and probably a video, YouTube video about it too. But they had like the Ampharos plushie. We talked about this stuff from the drop on the podcast, I'm pretty sure. But the Ampharos and Pikachu and Meryl plushie, and then a special Pikachu plushie with the bucket hat. And then they had like a really cool bucket hat that I didn't pick up because I don't wear hats. But here's the thing, dude. They almost got me. Like I do not wear hats and they almost got me with the hat.
Got it. Should
have
got it.
Insane. To have that kind of power, though, to have somebody who's like, oh, I literally never wear hats, almost buy the hat. I had it in my hands, dude. I was like, this, I shouldn't.
Should have got it.
But I really want it. Yeah, I did end up getting a shirt, and I did end up getting a beach towel. They had a really cool beach towel with, like, their full, you know, like, themed design on it. Because the whole thing was, like, beach themed for the Tokyo Bay. By the way, if anyone was wondering, Tokyo Bay Pokemon Center, not close to other stuff in Tokyo at all. It took me 2 trains. I went somewhere. They had no cabs. It was over an hour train ride from...
was it by the bay, though?
Like, it wasn't even that close to the bay. The bay, have you looked up where Tokyo Bay is, like the bay? It's quite large, the bay area.
Okay.
So... We stayed at a hotel that had Tokyo Bay in the name, right? And I was like, oh, so it would probably be, like, kind of close when I was, like, looking up the map.
No.
It's over an hour from there. It's over an hour from the hotel that has Tokyo Bay in the name.
I think that's a problem, like, when you look at – and it's probably like this, and I assume, everywhere. But I think we all experienced this when we went to Japan last year, especially, that we would look on the map somewhere, right? We're looking up whatever, a card store, a Pokemon Center, whatever it may be. And we're like, oh, yeah, that's actually pretty close. We could make mm-hmm. it there. And then 5 hours later, you know, you take you take a train or you take a sub or you take a taxi. And it like actually takes longer to get somewhere than you expect. Just because there's so many like side roads and stuff that you have to take, so many one-way streets. But I think one of the big things is that you get distracted. So it's never
along the way.
It's never, and this happened to us all last year when we went, right? We'd go somewhere and we're like, okay, we're gonna go here and do this. And then we would go there, but then we would see something cool along the way and then stop at that.
Yep.
And then see something else that's cool and stop at that. And then now your whole day is shifted and you're back
and
at
you're
the
like,
hotel
oh,
at like midnight.
No.
So that's
we only completed one of our original tasks.
Right. Right. Yeah. So if you have a number one tip, if you go to Japan and you have a strict schedule, fight it and stay on schedule. Because if you don't.
Yeah, it's
if you don't, you're going to get off schedule really,
hard,
really, really fast. Yeah.
Because then you're like, oh my gosh, there's Magikarp Taiyaki. We should stop and get a Magikarp Taiyaki. And then we're like, oh my gosh, yeah, that's so great. We should
even
do,
to
do
the point
thing.
To
oh
where
gosh,
like,
there's a card store right there.
The convenience stores, right? Like, oh, look, there's a Family Mart. Let's go in that one. And then you go into it and then you walk down the block and you're like, oh, there's another Family Mart. Let's see what that one has now.
Yeah, we're on the convenience. We went to convenience stores like multiple times a day. We had to stock up.
It's fun.
That was great.
Yeah.
But yeah, even without distractions, because my mission that morning was to go directly to the Pokemon Center, and that was it, right? That was my quest. It still took me over an hour to get there from our hotel, which was near Akihabara area. So it still took me that long without any distractions. And I was like, man,
well,
that is
I'm
far.
Glad you made it back. I'm glad you made
it
back.
I made it back.
Glad you
no
made it
distractions
back.
And I made it, and then both of our flights got more delayed, me and Courtney's,
man.
So
what was there, like severe weather somewhere?
I don't know. I think mine was my plane landed late coming here, so it was late leaving. So mine was delayed by 3 hours.
You're flying Delta though,
and
right?
Then yeah, I flew Delta, and then Courtney's, hers was funny because she was flying Air Canada. But they had, theirs was supposed to take off earlier than mine now, because mine was like up front. They were like, hey, this is delayed by 3 hours, just so you know. Hers said it was delayed by like half hour, and then they kept chipping away at the time so that it ended up being like a few hours delay by
the
end
worst.
Of it. But they also like, oh my gosh, it was actually pretty funny because I like knew about it in advance because Courtney was giving me the lowdown on the flight info. But they had them at one gate that was probably about 15-minute walk from my gate, right? So they had them at that gate, and then they're like, attention everybody on this flight, your gate has been changed to this gate. And it happened to be the gate right next to mine. So I was like, oh man, all those people got to walk like 15-20 minutes to get to their new gate. They all walk down here, and then about 10 minutes later somebody comes on the intercom thing, they're like, attention everybody on flight whatever, your gate has been moved back to this one. Back to the original gate, bro. Like literally
I've had that happen before. I've had a flight to where you have to move to a new gate, and then you get there, and then like right as you get there they say, oh, we're actually going back to the other one,
to the original gate. Yeah. And everybody like audibly was so angry. And then also they didn't have an escalator. It was down a flight of stairs to get to this gate, this section that had like a few gates. Because it's one of those where they had to take you by shuttle out to the plane. Like one of those. It's like in a weird spot, like on the bottom floor kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So anyway, they didn't have an escalator to get all these people back up. They had one singular elevator for like hundreds of people that are all grumpy and have to go back to their original flight thing now. So everybody's like angry, carrying their stuff up the stairs. Oh, they're, you
the
know.
The worst.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The worst.
Anyway, it was. I was like, man, that sucks. But our flights both got delayed. Moral of the story.
But you're here.
But we made it back. Yeah.
Everything's good. We're all three of us are together.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was your guys' weekend, by the way? So sorry I took up. So I had so much to say about Mount Fuji and my travels
no, please.
In the in-between car.
This is the Shadowless Super Duper Danny podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm sorry. Give us a rundown here. You could have stopped me at any point. But anyway,
did anybody?
Yeah, that was
that's jokes, by the way.
2 days.
We care.
Yeah. I know you guys do.
Okay, yeah.
And I paid you one Pikachu to say that. I paid you one Tokyo Bay Pikachu to say that.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like the audience sometimes, you know, they're like, why are you always picking on Danny all the time? And it's like, yeah, you know. You know, yeah. this
just,
for them.
Haters,
I'll pull back for them.
It's haters. That's all it is, right? It's just haters.
You guys
Hi,
are
I'm
haters.
Sorry, I didn't see you there. I was too busy blocking out the haters.
Yeah, thanks for bringing me back to 2011 or 2013 with that one.
That was an old Vine, right?
Yeah. He had, like, spoons so over his eyes.
Yeah, he had the spoons over his eyes.
Hi, I'm sorry. Blocking out the haters. I was too busy blocking out the haters.
Blocking out
the haters. What he's up to now?
Blocking out the haters.
Blocking out the haters.
Yeah, still. To this day.
You know, did anybody go to Coachella this weekend?
No,
oh my gosh.
But I've seen a lot of Coachella news. You see, Will Smith did Men in Black.
I saw that.
And somehow that was put together and thought of at the same time as the Men in Black dancing meme has been going viral like the past few days.
I have not seen the meme because I've been kind of absent from the internet since I got back.
So
but
the meme is taking a shot from the music video for Men in Black from back in the day where he's like dancing and the camera's like tilted sideways and everyone's in uniform dancing with him in Men in Black outfits. And it's either using that or putting a different song or a celebration over it, and that's what you feel like. And then as this is going viral, somehow he's brought out as like a surprise guest. There was a J Balvin's performance or whatever.
Yeah.
Just
during
out
J
of
Balvin's.
Nowhere. Just and it's like you can't even time that better. How like was that going to happen anyway? Did they somehow think of it in a day and got that huge alien head behind them? I was like, that's pretty crazy on board.
Or is it just like a, you know, like
they planned
somehow
the meme.
Planted the meme, right?
Mm.
For
oh,
the performance.
Man. Like, yeah, we'll get this.
And then next week they're going to announce a new Men in Black movie. And then, yeah.
Probably.
The real Men in Black 4.
Yeah, so nobody went to Coachella then?
No.
Nobody.
Oh, okay. Okay.
My old roommate went again.
Oh, okay.
You went to Coachella?
No, I didn't. I didn't go to Coachella. No.
Oh, you didn't.
Vanessa Hudgens let us all know that she will not be there.
Whew. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That was my next question. I was about to say,
she
tweeted out, from High School Musical did not go.
Well, I know for sure.
To Coachella.
You know, she didn't go. She usually would. You know, she's there every year, but she said, hey, you know, not this year. And I think that's a big deal.
Not this year. Okay. Okay. Well, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Somebody.
No doubt.
Instagram feed.
No doubt.
No doubt was there.
Yeah, no doubt. They got back together. No doubt.
No doubt.
You know who was there?
Taylor Swift.
I don't know. I was asking you if you knew anyone who was there.
No, Taylor Swift.
No.
Yeah.
My old roommate.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who went there.
See, who else was there? Sublime.
Were they?
Yeah. No doubt.
Oh, no doubt.
I heard about No Doubt. Mm-hmm. I heard about No Doubt.
Yeah.
Is Blink-182 there this time?
No. Mm-hmm. They're good. They don't need to do it again.
Nah.
They don't need to go do it again.
They did it once.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
I thought we were talking about people. You're talking about artists. Let me talk about people who are going.
It's not a person?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, they are people. But I thought you
celebrities
were people
are people, too.
People.
Wow.
They are.
Wow.
There are people.
I even got a nice little Sabrina Carpenter sound drop for the soundboard and everything, but apparently it's not a person, so maybe I shouldn't use it.
No, she's a person. I just thought we were talking about people who were going that were watching the people performing. Also, we look for... Oh, this is great. We look for Sabrina Carpenter all over Japan record stores,
yeah.
And we did not find Sabrina Carpenter.
I actually
Carpenter
like Sabrina Carpenter.
At all.
I'm digging the music. I'm digging the
That's
music,
great.
The vibe. I'm loving it.
Does she have, like, does she release records for every single album? Like, is that something that she does? You know how we were looking.
Yeah, I feel like this
like
is what every artist does.
Vinyl records. No.
Yeah.
Vinyl records at
yeah,
the record
I,
store. Yeah,
I know what they look like. That's
she
why
drops...
I knew what to look for.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because we were on a wild goose chase looking for Sabrina Carpenter. Did not come across.
Did not. No, not a single one.
Maybe she's less popular in Japan. You know?
I don't know either.
But
yeah, Sabrina Carpenter was there. Tyler, the Creator? What was that?
Tyler, with Childish Gambino.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they were there.
Lana Del Rey?
Maybe.
No, Lana Del Rey. I'm telling you.
ASAP Rocky.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Right. Chumbawamba.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah, Chumbawamba. I have no idea if they were there. I was just naming. That was just a random one off the top of my head there. I should get that on the soundboard, though.
I don't know
though.
Who to believe anymore.
You know Chumbawamba, right?
I know Chumbawamba.
I have no idea.
You've heard
who
it.
You're talking about.
You know it.
I'm sure
it.
I have.
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
Then I get up again. Then they're going to eat me down. Yeah. I know Chumbawamba.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy 5 seconds ago, you didn't know.
Yeah, I know Chumbawamba. We go way back.
I think 1 week we should have you sing a song that you know all the lyrics to.
Oh, God.
Because I don't know.
Be something weird.
I don't
probably.
Know if you know the lyrics to any song. And I've known you for a while.
I do. I just don't reveal my true powers, you know.
All
I
hear is,
stay humble. They never gonna keep me down. Yeah. I just don't want, you know, the attention is just a little too much if I knew all the lyrics.
No,
I'll bring Rap God next week by Eminem.
Oh,
okay. I had some Eminem on here at some point. Jordan,
huh?
Jordan, what have you been up to?
Yeah? What?
Tell me.
Yeah. Who?
My name is.
What? Who?
Jordan, we're talking to you.
The real Jordan.
Jordan, what have you been doing? I know you've been out to some Pokemon Go here.
Yeah, I've been.
You got
going around playing the game.
Something else. Your background's looking a little bit different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuff's happened. Yeah, it's been gone for so long. I don't have fun Japan stories because I was not in Japan. So I was
sitting on the floor of a train.
No,
going to Mount Fuji.
No.
But what? I know you've been up to. I've been
cooking a little bit. I've been out. You know, I played Go. I went out for some walks. You know, I did big walks. A lot of events going on in Pokemon Go recently. So that's
we got. But we gotta talk about a video.
I posted a video on the internet after quite some time. It's been a while.
What's in this video?
You ever heard of the concept of someone sitting at a table with a camera pointed at them and a top head camera pointed down, and they had Pokemon cards and they opened them?
I've heard of that. Yeah.
Right. And let's say I perhaps did that a time ago, maybe somewhere in the realm of like 4-ish years ago. And then I did it again.
Yeah.
Recently
I did it. I did it again.
You're not giving us the old Rickroll, are you?
Like no, there's Spears? A full 30-minute video. I opened some temporal forces I'm just there, you know. Opening cards, memeing it up. I don't know.
How did forces. So? So it's on
Jordan
what
Fringe
channel?
Gaming. It's my secondary channel. It's Jordan Fringe Gaming. There's gonna be a bunch of Pokemon content coming soon on there. It's Pokemon card openings, vlogs, Pokemon Go. I'm working on a video about my Japan trip from last year and all of the items that are associated with that. I have another left to film. I don't know if you guys could see behind me there, but that is the building battle boxes for Temporal Forces.
Yeah.
And that's probably like my last like hurrah with Temporal Forces because the pull rates are... They're not pulling, you know?
I haven't really opened very much. Can we go back for a second to your Japan haul? Because if I remember correctly, we all had to buy bonus suitcases, with the exception of Nate. I think you planned better in advance, Nate.
I did plan better for that one, yeah.
Yeah. We all had to go buy bonus luggages for all the Pokemon stuff we bought along the way.
Yep.
And so I can only imagine how big the haul is for your video.
Yeah.
It's so exciting.
Yeah, we'll see what it cuts down to, because like at least one of those big suitcases would just close, you know.
Yeah, but it was like three luggages.
But I did. I cleaned
we
up.
We had three luggages.
I cleaned up and sorted a bunch of like the Pokemon stuff from Japan to like this display over here, because, you know, other stuff's happening with that eventually. So I just have it neatly put away for now, so I can easily access it to show off. Be like, I got this, and it's probably going to be titled something like "How I Went Broke in Japan," you know, something like that, because it was.
Because you went broke.
You know, I'm still stuck in Japan, actually. Someone, please, you know, let me sit on a train and help me get out of here. I'm scared. But yeah, no, I'm working on some stuff, some openings, some.
How does it? Let me ask you this. So, because it's been, you know, when we first started the podcast, in the first few months, as I would say, like the last time you were kind of doing the card openings, and we did some card openings together.
Yeah.
To promote the podcast at the same time too, right?
Good times.
And so that was kind of like the last time. So it'd been early-ish 2020.
It's about 4 years. Yeah.
How does it feel jumping back into it? Is it one of those like, oh, it's like riding a bike type of situation, or did it feel a little weird at first and you're like, oh, I gotta kind of like get my bearings underneath me and figure it out again?
I think because like the landscape around it is so different 4 years later, like,
oh, that is so true,
like,
so true.
The way content's made, what works, what doesn't work, what, you know, like just going out, so like I'm not just focusing on like the card content anymore. Well, that's will still be like
right
the prevalent thing, and there'll be a lot of card openings. It's like I'm also want to do other stuff with the hobby, so I'm not just worried about I gotta do a card video, I gotta do another card video, I gotta have more products so I can do a card video, I gotta, am I opening enough, am I opening too little? It's more just like finding something fun to do, and I don't really have any pressure behind it aside from making something I'm having fun with. That's just, you know, whatever it is at the end of the day. And I'm sure as I travel more,
that's how it should be.
And go to more places again, and I'll have a bunch more content. You know, I want to start consistently having a few videos a week pop up over there that are just all Pokemon, about the hobby, card stuff, go vlogs.
Pokemon Go, yeah. Card I'm
hunting,
excited to see a Pokemon Go.
Mm-hmm, travel vlog. Like, I you know, I think we got some stuff, you know, that we're talking about, you know, we might go for certain things, or
you got things planned.
I have things planned. I got a video out of me opening cards. Now by the time you're hearing this podcast, I might have another one out. I don't know.
Stay tuned.
But I'm back in the Poketubing business. You know, let's go.
I love hearing it.
Welcome back.
I'm in it. I'm back in it. I, you know, I got my, they renewed my badge and they said, all right, you're cleared for content. So
that's good. I'm glad to hear it. Like I said, that's why I wanted to talk about it.
Yeah. I appreciate it. You know, it's been fun, and, yeah, I don't know. I'm just excited to have fun with it again. You know, I have my whole background set up for it. It's a background for regular videos and also the Pokemon card opening videos. And I have that's my comment wall back there. It's a wall where I write someone's username on an energy card and I stick it to a wall, and I pick one every video to throw one up there. Pick a comment.
I like to make a comment about the comment wall.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
I like it.
Thank you. There's only one up there from that one video that was filmed.
So only one per video.
Yeah, and that's the only one that's ever going to be a fairy.
What the heck?
By the way.
Okay.
We got to try on the next video to get on the comment wall then.
Yeah, you got to leave a good comment, you know. I don't want to be accused of you're just picking your friends. It's like, no, if you leave the best comment, you leave the comment that spoke to me, you know.
So could it be something inspirational, or does it need to be funny?
Whatever you're feeling.
Whatever I'm feeling. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm gonna come up with something good. I'm gonna get on that wall.
I'll put some on a comment. Yeah, I'm gonna be on the comment wall.
I mean, you know, you got an equal shot.
Put that on my resume. Yeah.
How does $20 sound?
You're going on the wall. Sounds like you're going on the wall, buddy.
Leave like the super chat thing on there.
Does this get me on
you
the wall?
You can do the super, yeah, the little super thanks.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Finally.
Okay. Finally.
We figured it out.
But yeah, contest back, and I did a lot of ghost stuff. You know, I was out walking, doing events.
I assume a million shinies.
So yeah, let me. I'll go Gazillion. Over some stuff. I'll give you some updates here.
Give me those shinies.
Well, first, I am officially level 42.
Whew.
I am already a million out of 9 million XP into 42.
Jeez.
And man. I have out of the four challenges for that, I have one completed, two that are about to be completed, and one that is halfway to being completed. So I can get to level 43, but I still need, you know, like the other 8 million XP. But, you know, things are going good there. You know, things are nice. As far as shinies, I think last time I updated it was the Absol and Groudon because of Boston.
Yeah.
Right. When I went to, I think it was the movies. What was I seeing? It was Godzilla X Kong. I was going to see that, and I went to the restroom before the movie started, and lo and behold, waiting in there for me was the perfect has everything for the bathroom. It was a shiny Dedenne.
Bro, you got the bathroom shiny Dedenne?
I got
Dedenne?
The bathroom shiny Dedenne, which its color scheme.
Tinkle time?
Its color scheme is brown.
Oh,
so you know,
were you pooping when you got it?
I will not confirm or deny. But then,
sometimes you get the shivers.
Sometimes,
yeah, I get the shivers.
Then it was shadow. It was, you know, one of the shadow raids. It was the shadow Mewtwo raid day, right? Or raid weekend. And I went out on, I think, the Sunday of that weekend to go do it. Because, one, I need a Mewtwo for the Dex anyway. But okay. My first raid I did, shiny Mewtwo. Shiny shadow Mewtwo.
Are you serious?
Popping off right away. Got it in there. I'm like,
what the heck, man?
I'm like, okay.
Save some for the rest of us.
Cool. You know, I'm pretty happy about that. But then we had the Bagon Community Day, right? Which I will say the shiny rate seemed lower than usual, but I think maybe because it's like a pseudo-legendary. Isn't the whole Bagon line like considered pseudo-legendary? Or is
I think
there.
So, yeah.
Because it's like, it's powerful, but it's not like legendary status, but it's also... I don't know the details. You tell me.
Yeah, I think it's up there. I don't know if that's like a classification that like they would.
Right. I don't know if it's
use,
like a real classification.
As a collective.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, known as that for sure.
In total, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I got 10 in total. And for the first time, sometimes through research, I've been lucky and have gotten like a shiny. But this is the first time through the initial like ticket that at the end, when they give you like, let's say here, a Salamence. As like if you, at the last page, it was a shiny Salamence. That was a, I think it's a
Let's
three
go.
Star. Let me appraise it real quick.
Oh
it
my
is in
God.
Fact a three star, not a Shundo, but it, you know, a good three star shiny. Which I think after that it unlocked a new version of the shiny Dex that is shiny Dex with three stars.
Interesting.
Hello.
Yeah, and I'll tell you exactly okay. what it's called. Actually, it's the. It says shiny three stars. That's what it says. It says shiny three stars is the exact
wow.
Dex name. So I don't know how to unlock it. I just got here.
But it happened.
I don't know. It happened.
Okay.
I was there. And that was that.
That's sick.
Right? You know, that was whatever. And then a couple days ago was the Heracross raid day. Right? Mega Heracross was in the game. There was a good chance on the raid day itself to get a shiny version of Heracross from these raids. It gave you 20 remote passes that day. And then a bunch of, you know, you can go out and get extra passes if you spun the side. I don't know if it was only through the ticket or not. But I went out anyway as well that day. I walked forever. I was out there for hours. I did so many Heracross raids in person. I did so many. I did all 20. Remotely, right? It's a great day. All the XP was popping up. It was fantastic.
Oh my gosh.
I ended up with 4 shiny Heracrosses.
Out of 20.
I would say comfortably I did 40 raids probably. Right, okay. Between 35 and 40.
I would say
that's
still good.
I think it was roughly supposed to be 1 in 10, wow. But I knew people maybe got like 1 out of their like 20 or 30 that they did. I had one with the male horns, and the rest of them were all with all the girls that had like the rounded horns. So I got 3 of those, one guy. And then I've already had a shiny female Combi, right? Which is the harder one to deal with. Then the male one shiny appeared out of nowhere for me, and I was able to catch that as well. And I believe there was better odds, because that already had better odds for the day in general, or for that, like, for whatever the event is going on, or the bug mm-hmm. out stuff. I can't remember. There's too many events. But if you were playing with people and they were on your friends list and it was in person or something like that, for the next 15 minutes around that area, like, more Pokemon would spawn. And out of those spawns, it feels like at least one of them, for at least in each person's game, eventually would be a shiny. Because it happened to some people I know. It happened to me eventually. So that's how I got that one. So a lot of good shinies, a lot of good stuff. I'm trying to think if there's anything else worth of note. You know, I've caught a bunch of Tapu Bulus so far. There, no shiny. Finally got Kleavor in the game. No shiny of that. I got my shiny Groudons. I got a couple of those, I think. But nothing.
A couple?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just a couple.
Just a couple, maybe 2.
Just casually.
2 or 3. But yeah, no, it's been good. I've been playing a lot, and nothing else too crazy to report.
I mean, that's a lot of that's a lot of shinies.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
And I was just clicking on a Shuckle here to see if I'd be lucky, because I'm still looking for a blue Shuckle.
That would be rich, man. You just click on a random Pokemon. You're like, oh, yeah, by the way, I just got one more.
I'm trying. There's 2 I'm after that I haven't been lucky. I want the gold nose pass, and I want my blue Shuckle. And, you know, I've just had no luck either.
Blue Shuckle.
Some of us got a shiny Shuckle here. I don't want to point any fingers, but.
Well.
You want
to. Lottie Dog.
I'm just.
Who is it? Which of us here has it?
I won't. I don't want to bring it up. Me? I don't want to embarrass them. I don't want to embarrass them at all.
Oh,
so.
Okay. You keep it a secret.
It's not
right.
We
right.
don't know for sure.
You know what really made me sad? There was like a large group of people at the Heracross Day, and I was overhearing conversations, and like I heard one of the guys say, like, yeah, like if like I already have like 2 shiny Shuckles, it's like whatever. I'm just sitting here, I'm like, trade me, but.
Did you trade?
No. You should have asked.
No, he was
asked nicely.
I was doing something else. He was walking. I don't know all these people. I'm scared.
Yeah. Is he like the cool kid of the group?
He could be.
It's like everybody's afraid of approaching that person, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's like a mean girl situation.
You don't want to get rejected.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I don't even like any of your Pokemon. I don't want to trade you.
And just to let you know, on Wednesdays we wear pink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just to let you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe
you'll run into that person again.
There's got to be like a Pokemon Go, like Mean Girls group out there somewhere that's like, you can't play with us.
Yeah, probably.
There has to be. I feel like that would be like a content creator group. Like there's some group out there like that. It's just like.
One of them's always trying to make some sort of like word happen.
Yeah.
Stop trying to make fetch happen.
It's never going to happen. It's never gonna happen.
Yeah, but that's it.
Stop trying to make Shundo happen.
Oh, Bryce, stop trying to make Shundo happen. It's never gonna be a thing.
Oh man, so good Pokemon going. Courtney, by the way, Glitch. When we were on a crammed train. We were in Shinjuku, right? On that packed, like a sardine.
Do you remember? Okay,
train.
So Jordan, you remember how like last year when we all got on that train with Bear? Ando, like we were all on that train, and it was.
Oh yeah,
yeah. We were all like literally like holding onto each other.
Yeah,
arms wrapped around each other.
It's like a rush hour train. I mean that gets like that. You know, that was expected. We were going somewhere, and it was just like, oh, everybody's getting out of work. But we're all slammed in this train. Nobody has any room to even move their arms, really. Mm-hmm. Glitch has Pokemon Go pulled up doing a Tapu Lele raid on this, like, packed train. Like, we literally can't even move our arms.
That's so
like,
funny.
She's sitting there playing. She has one hand free, and she randomly gets a shiny Tapu Lele on the train.
See, I'm so mad because I ridiculous. Did so many Tapu Lele raids, and the shiny rates were supposed to be pretty decent. I don't remember if it was 120 or not or something like that, but I did so many, never ended up getting it before it went out of rotation. So now it's like, well, if I get Bulu shiny and I have Coco shiny and eventually Finny's going to come out, it's like, man, now I have to wait again for another Tapu Lele or have someone who has a double of a shiny to trade. So I'm just so like sad at that, but you know.
I feel like you got some good stuff to trade.
Oh, I have so
like
much
at
trade
this
bait.
Point, if you like,
I got so much.
Yeah,
trade
if you wanted to trade, you would be so. Yeah, it'd be so easy for somebody to be like, "Oh yeah, I need that," because you have like.
I gotta get
them
friendship levels up higher. You know, I'm getting up there high with both Nate and Marie. You guys are both like really high up there. We're almost like you know.
I sent you a few goodies in Japan.
Oh yeah, I got some few goodies. I appreciate
them. I made sure to send you some Pokemon Center related ones.
Oh, I got them. Danny, you need to step your game up a little more.
You need to accept my gift.
I am.
I've been waiting for a while, accepting
and sending back as much as I can.
This entire time I've been on my 3.5 week adventure in Taipei, in South Korea, all over Japan. I've been waiting. I've been hoarding gifts
that star
from
sending.
So many Pokemon centers, bro. You have to accept my gift so I can send you one.
I have.
No, go check right now because I guarantee whatever gift is on there is a crusty one from like 6 months ago.
No, I've already accepted
so many
that
good
one
ones.
And sent you one back. I'm waiting for you. You haven't opened up your game in days.
Yeah, right. I was on it yesterday, last night, and I
just looked at your profile. It said 2+ days.
I literally just beat a gym last night.
Well, then
that's
it's 2+ days that you
caught
any Pokemon,
actually.
At least. It says 2+ days since you've done anything.
No, I literally caught a Swaddle last night.
Then why did it say 2+ days on your profile?
I have no idea. You just won't accept my
gifts. It's accepted.
But
you
I do
look.
Have... Oh, okay. Well, now you must have just accepted
it
because I've been waiting
right
to see some. I have
you saw
two
me.
From Taipei. I have, I have one. I don't know what I'm going to do with this one because I have one from the Tokyo Bay. I only got one because I had to speed run it. But I do have them from most of the other Pokemon centers. I think I got multiple of some of them. So I got some goodies too.
You mean you're telling me you didn't wait around for what? Is it 5 minutes for it to...
Dude, I was busy filming. It was one of those where I like wished I could.
Yeah.
But I also, my gifts were all full of the other Pokemon Center ones because like I think I only have a few friends that like are active on there that like have been exchanging. I have like 5 friends that exchange gifts with me. So I've been like waiting for them to accept mine so I can send them some more. But yeah, that one I'd only got one.
Okay.
But anyway, I digress. Thanks for accepting my gift, Jordan. What was it? Did you see what it was?
I accepted it days ago.
The gift? Yeah, right! I checked this morning!
I don't know if you did.
Looking at you, I cannot stand here. Nonsense. I'm literally getting gaslit live on the podcast right now.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah, you love it.
Hi, I'm sorry. I didn't see you there. I was too busy
blocking out the haters.
What did everybody bring to drink today on the podcast at about an hour in?
Danny?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
What are you drinking?
Yeah. What you got?
What did I bring to drink? Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah. What are you drinking?
What I brought to drink?
Yeah.
So, it's a fan favorite. The people love Zevia. It. Everybody knows about it.
Oh.
Iced latte with oat milk.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So,
fan favorite.
I do have to say, when. So it's good to be back because I've got my espresso machine. I can just whip up my own iced latte with oat milk, TM. But when we were in Asia, man, I don't think they have oat milk in like any Asian country. Or it's so rare that nobody, all the baristas were like, what? There was one time when I was in South Korea where they had like an ad for an oat milk latte and it was like on their big ad. Like they just got it in, you know? Like, try the new oat milk latte. So, I did have a lot of regular milk lattes across Asia, for the record.
But you're glad to be back to now have what you are what you were attached to, I should say.
Yeah, I miss the oat milk. There's something about it, you know? Regular lattes are good, but the oat milk lattes just hit different.
You want some of those oats.
Yeah, I did have probably the best oat milk latte of my entire life in Taipei, Taiwan, at this random coffee joint that was like on the bottom floor of a high rise, some like office building high rise.
Mm-hmm.
It was like I don't think it was supposed to be like a good coffee joint, but it was like the best coffee I had on the whole trip. Wow.
I had some.
Shout out Stand Coffee.
I had some burnt cheese.
Where was your burnt cheese?
I had some burnt cheese.
What part of the trip did you have burnt cheese?
It was literally a...
Oh, yeah! Your crisps! You got burnt cheese!
There was literally a snack inside of 7-Eleven. It was in a package, and it was called burnt cheese. That's literally all it was.
Yeah.
And it was literally cheese.
You
it was
copped
burnt.
That for the plane ride.
Oh, it was good. No.
Was it actually, like, the flavor of burnt?
It was, yeah,
it, like,
had a little bit of burnt to it.
Why would they do that?
Why not? I'm just... I saw it and was like, didn't even think about purchasing it. It just fell right into my hands, and I don't know how I ended up at the cash register.
Yeah, you blacked out, and then you're like, oh yeah, I have burnt cheese.
It was pretty good.
Look
though.
At me, I have burnt cheese.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't know if that translation, if that was like supposed to be literally, because in my mind, if cheese is burnt, it would be bad, because it would be like,
no, it's
the taste of burnt is
no,
not good.
No, burnt cheese is kind of a thing. It is, for sure.
No.
Yeah, it is.
What?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Dude, can we talk about that cheese that was on that steak thing that we got? You remember the cheese that they slid it onto the steak platter that we got?
I don't want to talk about it because that was not a...
Oh, dude, that was a traumatic evening.
Not a fun situation.
That was actually
for
a traumatic evening.
Jordan, what do you got
Nate's
to drink?
Food got delayed by a bus.
I got water from Fiji.
Water, though.
Oh, nice. Okay,
thanks.
Get that Fiji water.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got the Fiji water.
Straight from the mountains of Fiji.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's so exciting.
You know what I got over here? I got the classic.
Yeah.
Drip, splash, water, drip, splash, splash,
drip, splash,
water,
splash,
drip,
splash,
water.
You know,
splash.
This segment, I think, is
a fan favorite?
Continually, not getting outdated, but the fact that we all just have the exact same drink every week, or water.
Right.
It's kind of funny, right? It's like, oh, what are you drinking? Oh, water. You know, the one of the only things that we need to survive.
Yeah.
Just water.
Essential to life. Water.
Yeah, it's essential. It's like a given. We have water.
But sometimes we each throw in that like random one, right, that we'll have.
Yeah, every once in a blue moon.
It's a part
it'll,
of it's,
be
it's
like,
the
surprise.
This is the if our podcast is a song, all right, and Pokemon Center is the chorus. The drink
yeah.
segment is the bridge to the chorus.
Yeah, leading in.
So
yeah,
we
yeah.
have to have it. We have to
write
have
this
it.
Down. Write this down.
All right,
yeah, it's necessary.
Here we go on the count of iCarly.
5, 4, 3, 2.
You know, that is the perfect length of that song to get a nice, good drink in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice sip.
Yeah.
Did you hear my bubbles?
Sippy sip.
I did not.
Sip.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, hopefully the audience heard the bubbles. Let me do it again just for dramatic effect.
Okay, go ahead. Go for it.
Do you hear them?
Yeah. That's what it sounded like.
That's me after drinking my latte with regular milk.
How dare. How dare. Hey, Jordan, can I ask
Unreal.
You a question? Just a little one. I haven't got to say it in like 3 weeks. Is it good?
Yeah.
Okay. What caught Mr. Jordan Fringe's attention this week on the Pokemon Center? And in fact, Mr. Jordan Fringe, what did catch your attention this week at the Pokemon Center?
Taco Bell.
Whoa. Think outside the bell box.
Bun.
You don't know if that's a Taco Bell sound. You have no idea. That's just a
yeah.
bell.
So, okay, where things have apparently left off. Is
yes.
The last thing or the thing not talked about is the Venusaur statue
So wait, yeah. So we did talk about the Venusaur statue. So anything beyond the Venusaur statue, we got to talk about on this podcast here.
Right. Right. Okay. So after that, there's a lot here. So we're gonna go through them. All right.
Yeah.
We got a couple of Poke Doll plushes. You know, these little small, like 7.5, 7 inch, little cute versions of little plushies.
They're so cute.
You got Char Cadet. You got the hero form of Palafin. You got Grafaii, and you got Tinkatink. All just sitting around for $14.99. You got,
dude. Look at Grafaii's little fingy. Did you see his?
Yeah,
little
I see the little fingy right there. Yeah.
You could use that to pick your nose.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of play mats and card sleeves, the deck boxes. You know the whole thing that happens where you get a bunch of designs thrown on all those.
Accessories.
You know, there's a floral floral flurry playmat. That's a mouthful right there.
Whoa.
That has his Pikachu, but he's in, like, you know, a nice open field. There's, like, pink leaves flying around, and you got your Butterfree, your Beautifly, you got a Lilligant, you got a Blossom, you know, Sunkern, Oddish. Just, you know, it's a nice springtime vibe.
Just hanging out, yeah.
Yeah. Really cool one.
Floral McFlurry.
You got the Dondozo and Tatsugiri teamwork playmat. And finally, I feel like this just looks so perfect. It's like, yeah, it's serving them up like the sushi. It's a representation of that image I've been waiting for on something. It looks really cool. The background image, beautiful, good colors. It's just Dondozo popping out of the water with mouth open with the sushi tray tongue with all three of them on top of it. It's perfect. Yeah. It looks so cool. It's a nice.
I love anything Tatsugiri, so I'm on board for this.
Yeah, that one, on board. That one's sick. Aside from that, because they're split between the pages now, there was also a Armor Rouge Burning Spirit playmat, because, you know, this you got the Armor Rouge one. I thought there was, where's the, did they split that one as well? Wasn't there one for Cerulege?
Yeah, there is one for Cerulege, too.
Another different page that they keep splitting
them? They each get their own. All these designs get a playmat, sleeves, and a deck box.
Yeah, and they vary between $7.99 for the sleeves, $12.99 for the deck box, or the playmats, $24.99. Now, some of these didn't get deck boxes, like the Dondozo one only got the sleeve and
really?
The playmat. And then, Pikachu, like, so this other one here, this Berry Sleepy double that's just the double deck box, but it has Pikachu and Eevee and Yamper and Greedent, or is that Squavel? I can't tell. Just a bunch of them sleeping. Oh, that one did get a playmat. It's right next to it. Yeah, so then that one didn't get a playmat. Armor Rouge didn't get a deck box, and this one with just Sfeel it that got all of them.
Yeah,
we love Sfeel.
So there's just a lot going on here. It's hard to keep up because I feel like I wish when these release they're in order, right?
They need at least group them together.
At least group the type of item together or the individual image together. Like, okay, here's
the
playmat, the deck box, the card sleeves of one of them, or just have here's all the sleeves. Here's all the it feels like it's just dropped on here and it's like whatever went up first.
Also, I'm surprised they don't do like a bundle.
Or something, if you want all of them, get them all in.
Yeah.
That'd be
just
nice.
Drop right in, get a bundle.
Exactly.
Have it all in one. Now, this the Berry Sleepy one was released in 2019 at the Pokemon Centers in Japan. Mm. So this is actually a direct re-release from...
That's cool.
From Pokemon Center in Japan.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Aww. Yeah, it's so cute. They're all snoozing. They're all taking a little nap.
On top of that, we got a couple card releases in the middle here. We got for $10.99 the Palafin, Baxcalibur, and Garganacle. I don't know.
Garganacle.
You get all those three right there, those three cards, with two packs and a special booster, blister thing. You know, comes with a coin, three cards, and two packs.
Scarlet and Violet base set in there. Oh. Man, they're really, really pushing that Scarlet and Violet base set.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's you got get those if you need them. We got two of the battle decks. We got a Houndoom EX and a Melmetal EX battle decks that have released, so those are pretty cool. We got the Grafaii EX box, right? That has the Shroodle and the Grafaii EX, but both of those, unlike some of the other boxes, where it's like, oh, here's just a random holo card and then the promo, both of those are promos, I believe.
You know, I did not realize the Shrootle was a promo. I'm going to look at...
I believe last time I checked, it said...
It is, yeah. It is. I'm looking at it right now. It got the promo logo on there.
Yeah, so that's cool. So you get two promos, and then you get the, you know, the jumbo, of course.
I like that better than just a re-release of a card that's already in a set. Yeah.
I wholeheartedly agree. And then also, if you want the build and battle boxes, the individual ones for Temporal Forces, that has released for $21.99, that'll get you four packs, and that'll also get you one of four stamped cards and then a bunch of extra cards in there. So you can, you know, build and battle. Now, we did get the Spring Collection finally. That did drop.
You know, after Easter.
After
Easter. It dropped after Easter.
Yeah.
Usually why would they do that? We get this way before Easter. I think last year's felt like it was in February.
And I understand they're calling it a spring. It's a spring plush or the springtime line, right? Like it's not technically an Easter line. You just have the Easter eggs in there because you kind of associate Easter with spring. Mm-hmm. But when we were in Japan, these were already out in Japan. Yeah. And it looked like they had been out for a while. Mm-hmm. So it is kind of surprising to see that it took so long, especially releasing them after Easter.
There were seven plushies this time, four of which are hanging ones, the smaller, tiny keychain ones. And the three big ones are Pikachu, little Easter basket, you know, just holding it down. Very cute. Then there was a Palmy, giant Easter egg. And then there was Score Bunny, which I feel like they've done Score Bunny before for Easter as well, which makes sense. Bunny. And it's just eaten. It looks like a carrot cake or carrot cupcake or something. And then there's a small version of both Palmy and Pikachu as the keychains, which I don't remember them doing copies of the big ones as little ones.
Yeah.
That does seem new.
Yeah.
But then the other two ones are, you know, brand new for them, and that is Fido, who is a donut, and then there's Swirlix, who has a piece of candy stuck to them, I think, and, you know, some eggs.
And looks like some sort of bow that has eggs in its hair.
Yeah,
so all the...
They got accessories.
The little ones are $15.99, the big plushies are $24.99, but the Pikachu is $29.99. Now, I still believe the Spring Collection deal is going on where, you know, if you spend $40, you get a free Yamper plush.
I was wondering about that the other day, actually.
The plush. I believe that's still in effect.
I'll give it a try right now.
Yeah. You can see in the top right corner of Pokemon Center, it says Spring Collection. I think anything that's also in there is part of that promo.
Yes, it is still going on. I added two Pikachus for a total of $60, and there is a Yamper Pokédoll plush in my cart. So
there you go.
I'm not buying both of those, but it works.
It does work.
There was a couple of little pin-related backpacks and purses that had dropped, or shoulder bags. It's a collector's clutch shoulder bag, and then two backpacks that take that pixel design that we've seen on the pins with Pokemon, but it has all the evolutions on it, and
These are super cute.
Yeah, there's one that has
I really like these
light blue color to it. That is, the clutch is $34.99, the backpack is $64.99, and then the other ones are like, it's a mixture of, like, the backpack at least has some of the blue, but then some of the, like, this cream color on it. That's $79.99. That's a regular size backpack. They're calling the other one a mini backpack. And then for $64.99 is the shoulder bag, which is just all the cream color. But I like that all of them have, like, this little hanging, like, keychain of, like, the Pixel Eevee hanging off of it. And they're all meant for you to take your Pixel pins and place them in there in the little showcased window area, which I know a lot of people do with their pins if they want to put it on some sort of, like, wearable thing like this. They can showcase it in these special screens.
Do you know if Pokemon's ever come out with a product to display pins in a fashion where it's been, like, on a wall or something?
I think we've talked about that on the podcast before. And
it's weird because I feel like they haven't.
Yeah, I don't think they have at all.
Yeah, it would be so wise, because I feel like there's so many people who are just like, I don't know what to do with these.
Yeah.
I have like a little shadow box thing that's like very not official and definitely not for, like, it's literally just, I got it from Michaels and then I just like stick all my pins into it. But it would be cool if there was a product that was specially made for that. Like this, you can tell that like the little holes are supposed to be for sticking all your pins in there, you know?
Maybe in due time.
Anyway, sorry.
Due time.
In due time.
Yeah.
Pokemon.
Yeah.
You have the idea.
So
we'll give you the all clear.
So those have all dropped, right?
Yeah, there's
a bunch of shirts. We gotta talk
about this next one, though. This next one. Another Dolly Noir drop?
Yeah.
Hello?
Another Dolly Noir drop. You know, maybe it was just staggered releases, you know? Like, it was all part of one, but it's like, hold back like a month or two and then drop the next wave. But there's a lot. There's some that I already say sold out on here.
Yeah.
There's one with a Snorlax. There's one with the Umbreon. These are all the T-shirts that I'm talking about specifically right here. They're all $49.99 each. One has a Ditto. There's a Ghastly on one. And if you go to the back of it, it's the Ghastly Evolution. So it has like the full design on the back of Ghastly, Haunter, and Gengar, which that one's really cool. Then there's one for Mewtwo that has, you know, a giant Mewtwo on the back of it. And an Espeon has the same one. That one is sold out as well. Let's go over to the next page again. It splits over to the next page. There's a bunch of these that all came out. Okay, load. Page is loading. Page is
also
loading.
At $50. $50 a pop for
that's
each
it.
Of these shirts.
That was it. They split it off. That was the end of the shirts, actually. Okay, so good. That was it. There's no more shirts. I'm not missing any. $49.99. Some cool designs if you're interested. More options.
I do like that Ditto one.
Ditto one's cool.
I did.
Yeah, I was eyeing that,
you
too.
The Ditto one? Yeah, I like that Ditto one. That's kind
of... It's pretty nice. They did a couple of them a little bit different, though, because that Ditto just has the little Ditto in the corner on the front and then nothing on the back.
Yeah.
It's just blank.
Which is what I kind
of
like.
Some of them have a design on the back. Yeah, it's very minimalist, you know?
Yeah.
That's like when we went to the Nintendo store and they had this, like, the Lloyd character from Animal Crossing just on, like, a tiny little spot on, like, whatever, the pocket area of the shirt, and that's it. And then the rest of the shirt is the same color, just blank. I like that.
Yeah.
It's nice.
That's the kind
of
stuff I like, too.
Yeah, just a little
now
something. Not that I don't wear the other stuff, but...
I'm going to take y'all to Pinpalooza.
Pinpalooza.
All right,
Pinpalooza 2024.
All right, we got, starting it off, it was the next of the dragon type pins for the monthly Pokemon Center pins that they're doing. So this is 3 out of 12. This is Dragonite with the stained glass, right?
Ooh, Dragonite.
Now, this one says sold out in front of it, and that's not new. We've been seeing them sell out. The last one sold out, right?
Yep.
But this one was different. This one sold out near instantly.
Oh, really?
It didn't take a day or two. It sold out within the hour, I believe, even earlier than that. I think pretty...
Dragonite's a fan favorite.
Fan favorite, but it seems like even just like these pins are more limited than usual, and they're selling out quicker. And more people have an interest in these. And, I mean, I get it. There's the stained glass. Like, they're really cool, you know?
Yeah.
So that one is... you know, that's sold out, and I don't think it's coming back.
Yeah, I feel like they're not going to restock these.
I'd be very surprised if it does. We got a bunch of other pins, though. These are in no... that was $12.99, by the way, yeah, but you can't buy it right now, so I guess it doesn't matter.
Keep your $12.99.
Yeah, keep that. These all are going to range in price, and I'll mention them, but they all are just in no particular order of how they drop these. So they got Brute Bonnet, which is interesting because I feel like that's like such an odd one out here versus everything else that dropped, for $9.99, regular sized pin of just Brute Bonnet, which is the past version of Amoongus, right?
Yeah.
There's a 3-pack for $18.99 that has Flabébé, Floette, and Florges, just, you know, regular type pin.
Florges, so gorgeous.
We got $9.99 Pikachu by himself running. We got $9.99 Raichu by himself. Just look it up to the side.
It is an interesting angle for that Raichu.
Yeah,
for a pen.
It's just a side, like a mostly side profile view of Raichu. It's very interesting. Then we got a Pokemon Giant Pins Onyx Oversized Pin at $24.99. It's apparently a big Onyx. It's big Onyx.
It's a brownie. Big Onyx.
And we're going to cut back and forth to some of these Pixel Pins as they're getting through Gen 2 here. For $9.99 by itself, you get Apom as a Pixel Pin. You know, if you got one of those backpacks, you can put it on the backpack. Another giant oversized pin to fit the theme of the month being Dragonite is a large Dragonite for $24.99. Just regular stance, just hanging out there.
Boy.
Almost looks like he's trying to raise one arm to wave to you, but he didn't put it high enough, so it's like he's just standing there.
Somebody took the photo before he could get into the pose.
Exactly.
He wasn't ready. Yeah, he wasn't ready.
Yeah, you know, he's just waiting for it. A two-pack here, two-pit set for $14.99. is Tadbulb and Bellybolt. All those two are there. I really like the Bellybolt pin, the way it shines, like the stomach piece, the tummy piece.
Yeah, that's cute.
You can see that it's like partially see-through because his tiny other hand is like poking out on the other side of it through the see-through part, translucent part. I can speak words sometimes.
You got it.
Thank you. The $14.99 as well, another two-pack is Joltik and Galvantula. You know, we're just jumping generations, random two packs, giant pins. There's no rhyme or reason here because then we're jumping back to a single $9.99 Fero, just by himself. You know, nothing to speak of, just hanging out.
Yeah, why are they doing them this sporadic? Yeah. Like, this feels so random. They're literally like different styles, different lines, different eras. Because
they're doing it.
Yeah, different sets, different sizes. There's everything.
Going back to Pixel Pins.
Because they want to.
We got Blossom for $9.99 by herself, right? Then we got, for $9.99, Sudowoodo is a Pixel by himself. You know, that's cool. By itself, not as a Pixel, is Arbok for $9.99.
Chaba.
Right? Then back to Pixel for $9.99 is Politoed, of course. You know, then another triple pack for $18.99 is Blipbug, Dottler, and Orbeetle. Who would have seen that coming, right? Then $9.99, singular Ekans, just regular Ekans, you know, by itself. Then we got the Spearow for $9.99.
Not with Arbok.
And the Spearow's up here. Not with the Fero, right? Just hanging out up here, $9.99. $14.99, two-pack pin, Meryl, Azumarill together. Then another Pixel, but three-pack this time. $18.99 is Hoppip, Skiploom, Jumpluff. We're just running through all of Gen 2. And then we're done with pins for a moment.
We're done with pins.
All right, okay. Take a break. We're going to need your hands, though. Because they put out puppets. These are called the Pokemon Bite Buddies Plush Hand Puppets, right? They released 5 of these. Right, and you put your hand in it, and it becomes a puppet. Right, you guys, Nate and Danny are demonstrating to me how a puppet works with their hand. Picture taking your fingers all together and putting them down against your thumb at the bottom, making a mouth. That's what they're staring at me
and
doing.
It's like a bird, like a swan.
Yeah.
Right. And these are all $29.99, by the way, and they are Grievert, Gibble. Trapinch, and the Trapinch looks unhinged. Yeah. I love it.
Dude, insane.
Totodile and Fuecoco.
Yeah.
Those are the first 5 or the only 5, but there's 5.
Can one week we all just buy a puppet, right? None of us are on screen and we use the puppets
the whole time
for ourselves.
Can we get puppets made of ourselves?
We might go insane.
We should get the puppets of ourselves.
We
have like a special puppet episode of the podcast.
Are we about to enter our puppet
era? Does
anybody
know any puppet makers?
Oh my God, we're in our puppet
era. I think so.
Really?
We're so in our puppet era.
Wow. You remember a little while ago where they had those pins that would fold and it would make a little display with the number, a Pokeball, and a Pokemon?
Stand.
Well, we're back in pins because for $14.99 each, we got 6 brand new ones coming out. We got
Pinpalooza.
Chikorita.
Pinpalooza's back.
Then we got Wooloo.
Okay.
Wooloo.
Then we got Totodile. Vulpix, Cyndaquil, Then we got Dragonite again. That's 3 different pins of Dragonite. But I went to just this in the past week. 3 pins of Dragonite have dropped, and then coming back for a brand new session of pre-orders, round 2 of these.
No
is
No way.
The total price of $450, but you only have to put $5 down if you pre-order it right now, as it will ship in November of this year. Slowpoke, the 59-inch life-size plushie, has returned to the Pokemon Center for new batches of pre-orders.
Woo!
Late November.
Late November of this year.
Let's go, Slowpoke.
You know, this just gives me hope that they're just randomly choosing and running through ones
Mary,
to bring back.
What are we doing
Altaria,
here?
Where you
Mareep. Where is Mareep at?
But,
come on.
Bro, no. you should have got it in London.
No, I'm not hauling that thing back.
You should have bought it in London and brought it home.
I'm not hauling that thing
bought
back.
Bought it
no,
an
I'm
airplane
good.
Ticket.
I'm good. Mareep, what? It was like one of the first ones ever made. Were you just skipping it? It's the last.
They're not
it's
going
like the
back.
Last one I need. The last one.
To be honest, the material was kind of weird on the fluff. Like, it would be hard to make a batch. Maybe the Slowpoke was easier, but it's also way bigger. You know?
I just don't,
way bigger.
I just don't get it. Okay.
I'm waiting for the child.
One day.
It's only a matter of time, Nate. Your collection will be complete.
It is interesting that they have decided to re-release some of these life-size jumbo ones and actually not give us a new one.
Yeah.
It's like, and I know we've talked about this a couple weeks ago, but it's like, it feels like we've always had, through the past few years, there's always been at least some new jumbo life-size Pokemon plush up for pre-order, right? And sometimes it was even two, and the first one hadn't even shipped yet.
Yeah.
But
they went hard for a while there.
I think for the past, 6 or 7-ish months, I would say we have not had a new one. There's been nothing under pre-order, no brand new ones announced. Wailord was the last one, right?
I think so, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
But that's...
So I wonder
if it's like it's more affordable to make a new batch of one that they already have the specs for and everything. Like, they already have the prototype.
That's true.
They already made it.
Yeah.
So they're probably just like, okay, let's like rerun some of these that we already have the full design and manufacturing set up for, and we can just do another batch.
Also, a lot of times companies, and this is a common thing that pretty much a lot of companies, if not most companies do, is that when they see things become really expensive on the secondary market, they start, you know, they make or re-release things so that everybody has a chance to have another opportunity at one at an affordable price and not an extremely marked up price. And we see that a lot done in with companies, which is great, right? Because you want people to have a chance to be able to get something. So that could be the situation to where, you know, maybe we're seeing the Slowpokes or the Pikachus or the Psyducks be crazy prices on the secondary market. And this is a way to kind of bring things down so everybody has an opportunity to acquire one. Love it.
So it's affordable.
Love it.
For everyone.
Love it.
And by affordable, we mean $450 for the plush.
Right, which is better than what? I don't know if these are even marked up on like a secondary market.
Dude,
but can you imagine what the price would be?
It's kind of hard. Yeah, I think it's kind of hard for these two because the shipping, to ship this, it's 6 foot tall. Dude, it's like literally, and it's so big, it wouldn't fit in my car, like, in the box. So these things are, like, gigantic, and the shipping alone would be, like, $100, I feel like, at least, to ship that. But they obviously have their connections with their, like, shipping people.
Now, I guess the big question is here, what did anybody buy? What did everybody buy?
I'm going to run through mine. There is no guessing this week because it's been weeks, and that would take too long.
Oh, you got...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, because you got some weeks prior to us even leaving off at the Venusaur.
Yeah.
Whew. Okay. All right, so you got a bunch of packages that have arrived, basically.
Yeah, because it even goes weeks beforehand, so, like, I have to...
Oh, my gosh. Because
it goes beyond just the Venusaur. There's other stuff from the, you know, between then and now. I think the last thing I said I got was, the Clodsire plush.
Yeah.
All right.
So, big mail day for us.
Rattle it off.
Big mail day.
Did you guys get anything?
Oh.
Because some came in the mail today.
What was it?
I actually got nothing.
I got, bro.
I got
thing.
Something on my.
I
got something in my cart. but it's not right it's now. Not considered. It's not
oh,
considered.
but that doesn't count because right. it's in your car, and that yeah, it doesn't right. count.
I'm glad you agree with it. Me. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you agree with me because yeah, that's exactly why count. I didn't
definitely
mention
doesn't
it.
Count.
So
you're definitely not going to check out with it, and then you'll have bought it.
I haven't checked out with it yet. I could change my mind. So.
That's crazy. You could. Yeah. So from the PokemonCenter.com, I did not purchase a single thing. However, obviously, while we were just at several Pokemon centers, I did buy a bunch of stuff there. So I feel like it evened out, you know?
Okay.
I didn't buy anything on the internet, but I did come home with a full luggage of Pokemon Center items.
Well, I didn't have that luxury this time, so I did it.
I'm sorry, Jordan.
It's okay.
But we got you little Pikachus.
Thanks. I appreciate you.
From the Tokyo
you know,
Bay.
If I
came all the way from the Bay.
If I'm doing a quick rundown here, Jordan, I'm guessing you got Leon and Dragapult trainer figure. You got the Mimikyu, Accent, Wall-Lite.
Oh, my God.
You got, obviously, you got that Venusaur. You had to have the Venusaur, so you got that. You got
yeah,
both of the graduation figures for sure.
Oh my god.
You got the graduation pin set, 4-pack. You also got the greeting card pin. I'm going to say that you skipped out on any of the you got the Dondozo. You got the Dondozo playmat for sure. Dondozo playmat, that's yours. You got it. You got the Pikachu spring plush, the Pommy spring plush. You know what? I think you got them all actually. I think you went ahead and you just got them all.
With the hangers,
all
too?
All the hangers,
the
yeah.
little keychain ones?
Yeah, I'm saying you got all of those. You skip Dolly Noir stuff. You got the Dragonite pin. And I'm going to say that's it for everything. That's my quick rundown without like a crazy amount of thought into it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty – I feel like that's pretty solid.
Well, then here's the answers.
All right. Jordan. All right, I'm ready.
I got the Leon and Dragapult. Pokemon Trader figure, which is,
yes!
you know, pure resin. Very nice. Really like
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
Pretty
I
cool.
did get the
High
Mimikyu
quality.
Wall light. Now, I wasn't sure because I feel like they released this before.
I did too.
And
that's
I ordered it and I got it, right? And as I was doing that and I arrived, I found my original one. So now I have two of them. I have one in box. You can see my original one in the background right there. He's right there.
Oh, hell yeah.
So he's right there. Yeah. So I did get that. Sorry, I'm going through the pages in real time to say everything. I got the Cynthia and Garchomp figure, you know,
okay.
Of course. I got both the graduation Pikachu and graduation Eevee statues.
Dude.
Now,
I knew it.
It's crazy
That's
because
hilarious.
This is the first time where it wasn't represented. This, after 4 years, it's finally not Pikachu and Pikachu. It's Pikachu and Eevee for the representation of the graduation ones. And then I got the greeting card as well with the pin. Then I got the 4-pack graduation pin box, you know, right? And then I'm looking. Then I guess, of course, I did get the Venusaur statue because I have the other two.
Right,
I
had to.
I need it. I did give a hint earlier when I showed back. Yes, I got the Dondozo playmat. It's right back there. I got that. On top of that, just because I like the artwork, I also did get the card sleeves for Don.
Okay,
Dozo.
I missed that one.
It was like $8. I was like, yeah, throw it in the car. Why not? Let's see. I did get all 7 of the plushies for the springtime.
I knew it. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right. I did get the Dragonite Pokemon monthly pin. Another thing I randomly got for significant other related reasons is the Pikachu pin for $9.99 that just
Okay,
came
that's
out.
Not for yourself. I don't know if I got that one right.
Yeah, it's either or. It's
yeah,
just
yeah,
part
yeah.
of it. It's
yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you know, whatever. And that is it. Now, I do like
that's crazy.
The Cyndaquil standing pin. But I have
like
not
it.
Made a decision.
Yeah.
It just came out this morning.
Yeah.
I have not made a decision if I want to pull it yet or if I'm waiting for something else to drop to get with it. But I do have an eye on that. And I did not pre-order the Slowpoke.
Yeah, I didn't think you would.
Whoa.
Didn't think you would. And you also got a Yamper.
Yeah, I did get a yamper with that. Yes. Yeah, I got my free yamper.
The bonus yamper.
Oh, man, I think I did pretty darn good. I did pretty darn good with that one.
That was ridiculous.
Oh, okay. All right.
That was, oh, my gosh. And that was rapid fire, too.
It was. I was just blocking out the haters as I was doing it.
Hey, I'm sorry. I didn't see you there. I was too busy blocking out the haters.
All right. And that is it for the Pokemon Center this week. However, it is not the end of the podcast. We still have to discuss what's going on in the world of Pokemon. Now, here's the thing. Remember, we're not breaking the news. We're simply just discussing what's going on in the world of Pokemon.
Real breaking news! What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Real Breaking News.
We got that Roger Rabbit thing going on today.
Yeah. We got that going. We got that going. We got some good news to talk about.
Yeah.
I don't think we discussed the order, so I actually don't know what order we want to talk about it in.
Nothing like crazy in-depth discussion.
Just stuff. Some fun little stuff.
But there is Pokemon Sleep. For those of you playing Pokemon Sleep, Comfy is coming to Pokemon Sleep. There's a flower festival event that runs from April 22nd to April 29th, and it's going to be a boosted grass and fairy type Pokemon, as well as an increased shiny chance.
Woo.
There Incredible. You go. There you go. Have fun.
And the dishes will be salads. I don't know why that's necessary to specify, but they will be salads, and you'll get multiplied strength for your dishes by 1.5. That's pretty cool.
That's good.
Yeah, just in case you're wondering.
All right.
Pretty interesting.
So Comfy will be on Pokemon Sleep on April 22nd, on April 22nd. So, and it can be found snoozing on the Green Grass Isle, Cyan Beach, and Lapis Lakeside.
Whoa.
Yay. And then it says you can also get like special rewards like the Comfy Incense to get bonus Comfies.
Yeah.
Trying to really get the comfy.
But don't
going.
Get too comfy, all right? It's not like it's going to be super easy to get. Comfy. Don't get too comfy here.
No. We won't get too comfy.
Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Lot of Pokemon Go goodness going on. Always a raid going on. Always an event going on. And there has been more confirmations here that Necrozma will be added to Pokemon Go at Pokemon Go Fest events. So, at these events, if you have a ticket, you will have a chance of getting shiny Necrozma from raid battles as well. So, there you go.
That's pretty cool.
Could be shiny. Alongside this, the Ultra Beast raids have been confirmed for during the live events as well, introducing shiny Buzzwole, Pheromosa, and Zerkatree into the game.
Woo!
This is so exciting.
And I think...
Jordan, how many shinies are you going to try to get?
All of them.
Yeah.
So many.
Yeah. Of course he's going to get all of them.
Yeah.
So many. Of course. So many.
And I think maybe we all might be thinking about going to GoFest in New York.
Yeah.
I think that might be a thing. We don't have a 100% confirmation on that, but I think we might be going. And if we all three go, I think that's a Shadowless Podcast opportunity to do.
New York special.
From New York.
That's right. New York
Shadowless
special.
Shadowless Podcast
Reporting
lost in New York.
Live from Pokemon GoFest.
Lost in New York. That'd be fun. Yes. It's going to be so good. It'll be in like July, by the way, right? It's not.
Yeah, I think it's like right after 4th of July.
And we could go to FAO Schwartz.
Yeah.
We could. And can we throw a brick through a window?
It's up at your risk.
Well, I'm going to put a note on it.
Yeah. Put a note on it with the rubber band and then throw it. Yeah.
I'm going to bring my turtle doves just in case.
Mm.
You never know.
You never know.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Who's going to know?
You never know. And how are they going to make sure you watch out for the sticky bandits. They might get you.
Yeah. The wet bandits?
Yeah, is it the wet bandits? Yeah, wet bandits.
I almost called them the rubber bandits.
I think they were the
bandits.
Sticky bandits.
All right. I see what you did there. They were wet bandits in the first one and then sticky bandits.
Yeah. And then they, because they were just stealing coins and stuff out of people's bin. I remember that.
Yeah,
I remember
that. Yeah, very rude. Don't bandits. Do that. Don't do that.
Yeah. That is rude. That's
so
rude.
we might do something from
so
New York.
We could get Necrozma.
Nintendo 3DS and Wii U Online is shutting down.
Yep.
So they'll be coming around collecting all your 3DS systems and Wii U's next week. So please have those ready at your doorstep. So you can just easily
if you get a knock on the door.
Right.
Do I get a tax?
Right. No. You get to keep your systems. Nintendo. All jokes aside, you get to keep your system. Online is shutting down. There is still some features that are accessible, but for the most part, 3DS and Wii U Online is shutting down.
No more.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, 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 bum,
the end
bum,
of an era. Do you remember when? Yeah. You remember when 3DS was brand new and it was like, oh my gosh,
yeah,
a 3D game system
with no glasses.
The best.
No glasses.
No
How
glasses.
Does that work?
And you could turn it off and on.
Yeah.
2011 was wild.
Yeah. That was a special time.
I remember feeling like I was old in 2011, right? Because I wasn't in high school anymore. So I was like, oh, I'm old now, right? And then now
that?
I look back and I'm like, oh, I was not anywhere close to being old whatsoever.
You were a baby.
Just babies.
Just a little baby.
Baby don't know no better.
Look at us now.
Yeah.
Now we're old. Wow.
What?
Yeah.
We're what?
Too hot.
What? Huh? Pokemon Center! Why is that the Pokemon Center?
Who's at the center? What center?
Who's Pokemon?
Dude, you sound like the grandparents from Rugrats or somebody's parents. You know what I'm talking about?
No, yeah. I sound like the two old dudes that sit in the balcony on Muppets.
This podcast stinks!
Right?
Make with the funny!
Oh my gosh.
Also, World Championships 2024 in Hawaii. We did talk about this a little bit last week.
Yeah.
But just to kind of mention it again, in case anybody mentioned or anybody, in case anybody forgot that, Pokemon World Championships dates have officially been announced. So go ahead, start planning your trips accordingly. It'll be taking place in Honolulu, Hawaii at the Hawaii Convention Center from August 16th to the 18th. And that is all the information we have currently. We don't know any sort of merchandise that's going to be there or events or what else might possibly be popping up. But I'm sure they have a lot planned.
It's popping.
Judging from the artwork right here or the little goggles. Little goggles, all these Pokemon right here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like we're going to have an underwater scuba Pikachu plush.
It's going to be so cute. Oh, my gosh. And the figures. Oh, my. Everything's going to be so cute. I can't wait.
Can you imagine? Okay. If the Pikachu plush is not like standing or sitting, but it's actually kind of like spread out to where it looks like it's swimming, to where it's like laying flat on its stomach.
So cute.
What if it's on a surfboard?
Oh, even better.
Surfing Pikachu, it's time.
That's a possibility.
It's time.
It's a possibility. I just want to see, I got to see an Alolan Exeggutor Worlds plush.
Oh, this is the, if they don't do that, they have to go full Alolan region out right now. I mean,
they've done it. I think the thing we have going against us, they've done that before.
Do it again.
Let's see.
Yeah, well, we were talking about how on the graphic, they don't really have any, like, super prominent Alolan Pokemon, like, as, like, the main ones on there that are, like, special, you know, beach-themed ones. So we don't...
They've used...
Pukumuk is there.
They've used them before, but they haven't used it with, a Hawaiian theme, right? 2019 was Washington, D.C. 2018 was Nashville, Tennessee. 2017... was Anaheim, California, and 2016 was San Francisco, California. So they've not done Alolan Pokemon in Hawaii yet.
Right. I do like that the Quaxly with the messed up hair is on here, because that's pretty funny based on what just happened in Japan.
Yes.
And, you know, Nate, you did a whole video on that.
Emo Quaxly.
Mm-hmm. He's there.
I got Emo Quaxly in my background. Put it right over, right there.
There he is.
Right there.
Right there.
Oh my gosh. What a star. Mine got squished in my carry-on. Oh, no. His whole face was like...
Or definitely...
So he's currently deflating, reflating.
Or definitely so, going to get a Palafin or... if was it the...
Finizen?
Yeah. We're going to get... Based on the logo, something's going to come of that. A plush, an item.
Yeah. Something. With a dolphin. Yeah.
Azumarill, I think that's a obviously a big possibility as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so much only good things. So much good things that could come from this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like last year's Worlds merch, like, they did incorporate so many different Pokemon that we didn't expect in some of it. Or, like, they would just have, like, random one-off items from, like the Tatsugiri chopstick holder thing. Mm-hmm. Like, just, like, random stuff that you're like, oh, my gosh. Like, this is amazing. And we did not expect, like, nobody expected that.
And last year,
so I'm hoping that they do a bunch of
last
stuff
year
like
there was actually
too.
A lot of plushes. We had the Sprigatito, Fuecoco, Quaxly plushes. We had the Lapras Pikachu plush, and then we had the Pikachu Ramen Bowl plush, which I think is the most amount of plushies we've ever seen at Worlds, because London 2022 was literally just Pikachu and Roserade.
Yeah.
So
yeah, just two.
That was it.
And then before that, I
think the way of.
I was going to say, before that, I think all the Worlds was just Pikachu as a plush and no other Pokemon. So.
Yeah, I feel like I don't remember too much diversity with that. I do like the... It seems like for a lot of those kind of, like, special drops and stuff, they now have one, like, signature big plush.
Yeah.
And then, like, the smaller, like, the Pikachu or whatever else, which is pretty cool because you have, like, the big guy. And then you've got, like, your selection of the regular standard size plushies.
No, that's true.
I think that's true. Cool. Maybe they'll do that again.
So we got, obviously we'll talk about Worlds as more information gets released. We kind of just have the basics right now of the date and the venue, so and location wise. So we'll talk about that as things develop, getting closer to August. Still a little ways away. It's only April, all right? So only April.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then last but not least, let's talk about some more Mask of Change cards. This is the next set to be released in Japan on April 26th. Yes. And after this set, we should have every Pokemon as a card.
Nice.
Every single one.
Every single one. Every single Pokemon should have a card after this set. And I would assume most of the cards...
We are aware at this point...
Oh, no, I was going to say, I assume most of the cards from this set... will be a part of the Twilight Masquerade set that we will get here in actually not long.
Yeah, when does that come
out?
Next
month?
I feel like my dates for everything are all shifted. I was going to say, we're aware that there's currently eight Pokemon that have not been turned into cards.
Yes.
Which is mostly the cards from the DLC, like Pokemon from the DLC.
I was trying to figure out the date really fast for the Twilight Masquerade.
It looks like maybe May, sometime in May.
Okay. Well, I'll find it. So Mask of Change cards. That's what we're talking about
here. May 24th. It's May 24th.
So that means pre-releases start on May 11th.
Perhaps.
Yeah. No, not perhaps.
May
11th, it is.
And also maybe
it is.
The 19th. Yeah.
So we got some more cards from Mask of Change. We got the Terra Dragapult EX. We got Palafin EX. And then we got a Legacy Energy Ace Spec.
Nice.
It's all officially been revealed. And if you want to see images of these cards, head over to PokeBeach.com. You know, we love them. Fantastic website. We always like to see what's going on there. So go show them some love. But yeah, Dragapult, you know, the entire Dragapult line has been revealed. Slurpuff, Swirlix. Still weird to see Swirlix and Slurpuff as psychics and not...
Killar.
Yeah, I stumbled over that one.
Yeah, they're fairies.
I know, it's still weird to see them as psychics.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I can't do it. I just can't do it.
It's close, you know, it's close to the fairy color at least.
Goldeen and Seeking.
But it's not there.
Kanto vibes, they're getting some cards as well. Heading over to, we got a Sunkern and Sunflora. For all you Sunkern and Sunflora fans out there. And then we have ourselves.
Dude, they're like jumping around.
Yeah. We got a Brute Bonnet.
This is so
and
random.
An Iron Bundle.
Mm-hmm.
Getting cards again. As well. Yeah. I love how they just randomly drop. They're just like, here's a common card. As a little little preview.
Yeah.
Enjoy this common card.
It is kind of funny because I don't know what website you're looking at, but like on Poke Beach, they kind of post them in like chunks like that. So you'll like click on an article and it'll have like a few commons. Then you click on another one and it'll have a few more like whatever art rares and EXs and stuff. But it's like not all collectively.
Yeah, I mean, together. That's because.
So it's like, all right, here's.
Yeah, it get they all get revealed at different times. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then let's see here. Abracadabra, Alakazam. They're actually getting cards. So I think the last time we got them was 151. So we're going to see them once again.
Dude, Kadabra's back. They're just like, all right, he's getting put in multiple sets.
Back and better than ever.
Now, immediately. Back, back, back. Yeah.
Back and better.
Pretty good. Did you see, do you see the Chansey?
Yes.
Did you see the Chansey?
Yes, I was working up that way.
This is... Oh, okay. All right, all right. You're making your way downtown.
Vroom, Vroom, Revavroom, and Farfetch'd getting cards as well.
Yes.
We got, let's see here. I was saving the Chansey for last. We got Diplin
getting an illustration rare. Last. Very cute. So many apples, so little time.
Jordan, I know you're an apple
fan. Is this that like a little...
fan and Diplin fan.
Yeah. No, I'm a fan of that whole line. It's cool to see, you know.
This is another cool crazy.
He's at like a little night market. Mm-hmm.
Crazy cool.
Oh, it's
artwork.
At that festival.
It's very cool.
Yeah, it's like a. We saw a lot of little desserts like that with like the fruit and like the different stuff on like a almost like a kebab thing. Like Diplin's like serving up at his booth. Oh, it's so cute.
Monkey Dory.
I love that card.
Pheasant Dippity.
Yes.
And Okie Doggy. All getting illustration rares as well, along with Timber.
I'm yelling Timber. Very good.
You know, I got that on lock ready to go. Bam, bam, bam. Also, Tatsugiri getting new cards. It's going down. I'm yelling Timber. All right.
Let's go, Kesha.
Kesha also performed at Coachella this past weekend.
Actually,
yeah, no, she did.
No,
someone brought her out for a song. Yeah,
you could just say people's name, like famous people's names, and I would believe you.
No, I wouldn't lie about
Will
this.
Will Smith was out there.
No, he was. Yeah, he was. Yeah,
yeah, and I believe you. And you could just be lying.
I'm not.
But I believe
I'm
you.
Not though. That's the thing.
Will Smith and Kesha.
They performed together. Actually,
I'm yelling Timber.
Agron Amolga. Getting cards, and then saving the best for last year. Saving the best for last.
Yes.
Chansey. Chansey is getting an illustration rare, but it's not so much the Chansey itself. It's what's cool about this card. It's the fact that a Psyduck is on the card. Psyduck right there. It's like
I thought you were going to talk.
It's right. It's the star of the show.
Yeah,
look
he's
at
covered
it.
Up by text. He's literally covered up by text.
No. It's fine.
Yeah, he's definitely not the star of the show.
Absolutely.
I thought you were going to say how cute it was that it's literally inside of a Pokemon Center. And Chansey's like stressfully like going to like take some documents or something somewhere. And there's like a Blissey there. It's like literally the reception area at the Pokemon Center.
No, that's great. But did you see the Psyduck?
Yeah, it's covered up by the text. It's in the corner over there. He's in the waiting room. He probably has a headache. He's like, man, I got another headache. I got to go to the Pokemon Center.
No.
That's pretty cute.
Bellsprout, Ditto, Snorlax, cute, Blissey, all on the card as well.
Powerful.
Illustration rares are great. I love seeing the Pokemon in their natural habitat, what they're doing, the story behind it. So good.
Yeah.
So good.
It is really good. I love this card so much. And I do appreciate that there's a Psyduck on it. That's a nice touch.
I'm glad you do. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. Scoop Up Cyclone A-Spec is returning.
That's crazy.
So that's returning to the game.
Talk about a throwback. Yeah.
Throwing it way back there.
Scoop Up Cyclone.
Plasma Blast.
Hello?
Blast from the past.
Hello?
You just scoop it all up. And then
scoop that he woke.
All the Mask Ogre Ponds are getting special illustration rares as well. So I got four different ones.
Yes.
All of them getting special illustration rares. Those are going to look nice in a binder all next to each other. Chef's kiss on that
one.
I
agree. They're like, it's giving like mosaic stained glass. Like the art's very similar on all four.
Yeah.
And they're obviously the different like elemental colors there. But yeah, they all have like a very similar style to them that's artsy. It's very like artsy and mosaic-y. It's
all cool. The Ogre Pond stuff gives me strong Legends of Zelda vibe. Strong Legends of Zelda vibe. Yeah,
I could see it.
But
I could see it.
That's it.
Whoa.
That's it. That's all. That's all for
what the heck?
The podcast today. Wish I could bring you more. I know it was a long one this week. We got 2 hours, almost 2 hours here on the podcast.
Yeah,
a lot to talk about. I mean the train story alone was at least 30 minutes. So
that was a combination of multiple things, Nate.
It was at least 30 minutes.
It was a combination of that and the Pokemon Center. All the other stuff that happened. Okay, there was a lot going on.
Right,
but
right.
But there was a big debacle.
Yeah.
You would have been thrown for a loop, too, if the train attendant person asked you to get up from your seat and go sit in the hallway. You would be like,
oh my God,
I
got to
talk about this
died.
On the podcast. I almost died. Yeah. It was so scary. I had to sit in the hallway. It was so scary.
No, I appreciate the story. So I appreciate scary. The story. But that is it for the podcast this week. If you are listening on, let's say, I don't know, Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere there's some sort of rating and or review system in place, do us a favor. Leave that rating and or review and help us up to the top.
Beep, beep, bop, boop, bop. Skilly, bop, bop, bop.
All the way to the top of the ratings charts. And we'll see you all next week right here on.
It's going down. I'm yelling, Timber. You better move. You better dance. Or I don't even know if that's the lyrics.
Yeah.
The Shadowless Podcast.
And that's the bottom line, cause Stone Cold said so.
I'm yelling, Timber. You better move. You better...